Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk will now be one of the shows featured on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, or CSNP. The Circle Sanctuary Network podcast team have put together a lineup of rotating shows throughout the month. Mondays features Lunatic Mondays with host Laura Gonzalez. It alternates weeks in English and Spanish. It can't be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I will continue to be the host for this fun show on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Wednesday features Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Then you'll want to tune in on Thursday for Moon Magic with Jeanette and David Ewing. It's such a fun and informative lineup of shows, and I hope you try them all. Tonight, we have a very special guest. We're going to be talking with and listening to the music of Brian Hingle. He is the IPMA Award winner for Best Male Artist of 2019. Brian composes and performs his music like a painter, putting images on canvas, a kind of sonic shaman, drawing his inspiration from the Mother Earth and everything around him, which inspires the magical feeling of awe and peace of the compositions of this multi-award-winning fingerstyle harpist, guitarist, songwriter, and singer. His first vocal album, Sun and the Moon and the Stars, was released in 2015. Raven King was released in 2017, and his latest CD, Dance with Fireflies, was released in September of 2019, but I think he's going to give us a sneak preview. He's currently working on an album, a CD, right now. His unique guitar style has been called everything from folk to new age to neoclassical or pastoral, or as Brian likes to call it, a big stew pot of everything stirred up, simmered, and served to taste. His music appeals to anyone who likes their music lyrical, thought-provoking, and performed with virtuosity. Though it is all an undercurrent of spirituality and mysticism that Brian says is very much part of his creative process. A winner of many acoustic and electrical guitar awards, he has also been a finalist of the prestigious National Fingerstyle Contest in Winford, Kansas, and in the New Age Reporter's Top 10 for 2006 and 2010. Brian's fretwork is masterful, elaborate, and he makes every note count. His compositions are harmonious, sometimes complicated, but always engaging. Brian's music is organic, mesmerizing, and best of all, magic, per R.J. Lannon of the New Age Reporter. Well, let's bring Brian on and hear some music. Welcome, Brian. Brian, are we there?
Hi. Yep, I'm here.
Hey, how are you? Tell me,
I am
what
doing
does
great.
IPMA stand for? I know you won the award. What does that stand for?
International Pagan Music Association.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was a real nice surprise. I get nominated or I'm a runner-up a lot of times for different awards, and, you know, I've been around long enough that usually that happens, I just forget about it, and that's exactly what I did until I got the phone call letting me know I'd won, which was way cool.
Oh, that is really cool. Now, when I first met you or I first listened to your music, there were no vocals. You didn't sing. You were an instrumentalist for a while, weren't you?
For about 10 years, I did nothing but instrumental.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I put out 7 albums of just straight instrumental acoustic guitar and harp guitar, because I played harp guitar as well. And then I did an album with Blue Feather, Dunlap, and Hanky, which was real dreamy new age, which I played a lot of electric guitar on. And then the muse just started kicking my behind and said it was time to start singing again. So, I put out Sun and the Moon and the Stars was my first vocal album, and then Raven King, and then The most recent is Dance with the Fireflies, and I'm working on another one, which will be called Being Beautiful. The songs are just pouring out of me. I believe I've written, just finished my eighth song for the year since January. Tonight,
oh, wow.
Right before I called.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. What is a harp guitar? I don't know.
Well, it's, you know, a guitar that's also a harp. It has a harp attached to it.
Oh.
My harp guitar is a double neck harp guitar. It's got 27 strings, two guitar
mm-hmm.
necks. It's a six string, a baritone bass neck, and a 14 string treble harp. They're all high string.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Dreamcaster.
Wow. Have you always been musical, even when you were little? When did this start for you?
I've always been obsessed by music, yeah. It's ever since I was really little. And sometimes I dream it. You know, it's always going on in my head. I talk about writer's block, and I say, I've never had that.
Oh, wow.
It's always just kind of come pouring out of me. I've never had anything stop me. If I want to write a song, I write it. And if I don't want to write a song, I write it.
That is so fun. What comes to you first, the music or the words?
There is no hard and fast rule. Usually I'll be sitting down and I'll be playing a chord progression that will make me feel a certain way. And then the melody
mm-hmm.
and the words are all come to kind of together. I tie the melody and the words in very closely together, and sometimes we'll change the melody in a verse to fit the words, and even sometimes the chorus, depending on what the story of the song is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like the one I just finished, I'll get an idea for a song, a concept, and then
mm-hmm.
I'll come up with the music then, and then the words and the melody all come together. The melodies these days seem to come very fast and very easy. And then it's a matter of, you know, editing down the lyrics and making
mm-hmm.
sure I have the right syllable count and all those, you know, things
all the
songwriters
technical stuff.
Worry about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us about, we're getting ready to play a song, The Raving King. Tell us about that album, The Raving King, the inspiration and the muse behind that. What's it about?
Well, that album came out in 2017, and it was influenced by a book by Susanna Clarke, very magical stuff, and she talked about the Raven King a lot, and I basically just used my own take on what the Raven King was, and that he uses dreams to keep him flying through the heavens between the stars at night, and
mm-hmm.
I like that concept. And when I recorded it, I used a whole bunch of musicians on the album. There's a choir at the end. There's about 30 different voices. I've got people like, you know, Dave the Bard, Ginger Doss, S.J. Tucker, Lynn Sanders from Burning Sage. You know, a whole bunch of people are on that song. And I got to play an electric guitar solo over the top of the choir, which is probably about the
oh,
most
wow.
fun I think I've ever had in a recording studio.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun. But, yeah, that's basically the story behind it. I hope everybody enjoys it.
All right. Well, let's hear The Raving King.
Dressed in black, he flies on the back of a breath of her dream. Wind for the wings, above and below, and everything beats in the heart of the Raven King.
That is a wonderful song.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely wonderful. And thank you for sharing that story with me, because I listened and I could hear the choir and I could hear the different voices. That was really, really cool.
It was so much fun. I mean, most of the people sent in wave files, which is something you can do for recording now. And then, of course, I think we spent about 8 hours mixing it down. That's a lot of time you spent in the studio, which is balancing everything, but it was so worth it. And playing the electric guitar solo at the end was a blast, because I don't really get to do that sort of thing very much anymore, because I'm primarily an acoustic guitarist now.
Right. Well, that is so much fun. So tell our listeners if they want to download or purchase or get the Raven King for themselves, where can they go to get your stuff?
You can go to cdbaby.com. And I will be sending in more of my albums to them very, very soon. You can also go to ReverbNation.com/Brian Henke and listen to streaming for free anytime you want. And occasionally, free download. Right now I've got A Lucky Day and A Forever Lullaby is free downloads there. So you can go straight over there and download those songs for nothing.
Do you have a Facebook?
Yes, I'm on – it's facebook.com/Brian Henke and then the number 9, Brian Henke 9. So I do have a Facebook, and I'm, you know, whenever I can, I'm on there adding shows or things like, you know, tonight's podcast.
Okay.
You know, it's all up there.
Okay. Now, the last CD that was in September 2019 was called Dance of the Fireflies. What was in – tell us about that CD.
Well, you know, it was heavily influenced by the festivals that I go to. I play a lot of pagan festivals. And I love being out, you know, playing it, you know, in the summertime. I love the fires. And one of the things that I've always done is, you know, the big fires with the drumming and the dancing and everything. I like to go to those, but I don't drum because hand drumming is too hard on my hands. As a guitar player, I can't play very well afterwards. And I think too much to be a dancer, which kind of sucks, but it's true. I can't turn my brain off. I'm always thinking about what's going on with the drummers.
Yeah.
So I just stand there and I look and I, you know, sometimes, you know, the sparks all of a sudden, you know, rise up into the air and the stars are out and, you know, the fireflies are out. I just, you know, that just to me is so magical. That was kind of the overall feel I wanted to have for that album. And that's what I put into the song Dance with the Fireflies especially. And Dance with the Fireflies is also a love song at the same time. So that's what I was going for. And a lot of that is also going to be on the next album. Plus some songs that are going to be a part of a musical that I'm working on with author and playwright Byron Ballard about kind of a Midsummer Night's Dream within a dream about a summer theater group who are joined by the real Puck, Oberon, and Titania. And their interactions there.
How clever.
It's going to be called Forevermore. I wanted to call it, you know, A Midsummer Night's Dream Within a Dream, but Byron is a playwright, and she said, no, it's too long.
There you go.
So I said, hey, you're probably right. Forevermore is better, and that's the name of one of the songs. It's going to be one of the big finale songs, and will be on the next CD. Matter of fact, I'm recording the guitar tracks for it tomorrow night.
Oh, all right. Well, let's hear one of the main songs of the CD, Dance with the Fireflies, with the song called Dance with the Fireflies.
All right.
Dance with the fire.
Oh, wow. I really like that, too. And you're right. That it really evokes a mood, very spiritual. And, oh, yeah, that was really, really, really nice.
Oh, thank you.
So was there a flute in there? What all instruments do you play? Was there a flute?
Yeah, that's Celtic flute. That's Celtic flute. The only instruments on that song are the flute and the guitar and my voice. There's nothing else.
Wow. Wow, it was really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. So that's great. So tell me about your other song. You had The Raving King, and I love that song. And then you also had a song on the CD called The Morgan Queen of the Ravens. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The drumming that was on that was done by Sue Belichick from Burning Sage, and the harmony vocals and the harmony, the vocal solo, there's a vocal solo instead of like a guitar solo in the center, were done by Lynn Sanders of Burning Sage. And it was my own personal viewpoint of the Morgan. Everybody has slightly different viewpoints of her, and I'm not so much worried about the way other people view her. That's the way that I looked at it.
Okay. Well, let's hear Morgan, Queen of the Ravens. We'll come back and talk about it.
All right. Thanks.
Wow, Brian, that is a very powerful spiritual song.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
what,
I was just thinking about listening to it.
What did you learn about the Morgan as you were writing that?
Well, my feeling about the Morgan is that she wasn't always as dark as people think. It was relationships with men and, you know, their desire to constantly kill each other. And wanting to help that put her in the position that she is. Send your ravens in the night. Send these warriors to the light.
Right.
Right, exactly. It was interesting. I had asked Lynn Sanders to do the vocal part on that. And she was influenced by a whole giant flock of crows that live right near where she lives. And they hang out in an old cemetery. That's where she came up with a caw, caw, caw part in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Which was just brilliant. Just
absolutely
brilliant.
Oh, yeah, it's very powerful. It's powerful. Wow. So it your spirituality really influences your music and your songwriting.
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's all tied together as one. And it's funny because people ask me, you know, what path I follow, and I joke with them and I tell them I belong to the Church of the Holy Bag, and they look at me kind of quizzically, and then I tell them I'm sacrilegious.
Well, I think
you
really
just laugh more than what
I
most
really
people laugh.
Think...
But usually, you look at me kind of funny and groan.
Yeah, I think your music is very deep, and I think it touches spiritually on a lot of different levels and, you know, and it's a big range. I mean, Dance with the Fireflies is a totally different spiritual feel than the Morgan Queen of the Ravens. So
right.
A really, really nice variety.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I forgot what I was going to say because I was listening to you.
Well, I was just going to say, you mentioned on a free download, Oh Lucky Day. And tell us again where that is at. That is ReverbNation.
ReverbNation.com/Brian Henke.
Okay.
Yeah, Oh Lucky Day and
about
a Forever
Lucky
Lullaby.
Day.
Yeah. Oh Lucky Day. It's a very happy song. I was thinking about, you know, starting to do Celtic Fests, and I'd like to start doing Ren Fairs. I haven't done any yet. And I wanted something happy, and I thought of a Irish Step Dancer and the Four-Leaf Clovers, which I have never found, a Four-Leaf Clover.
I can honestly say I haven't either.
But I know
either.
Others that do, you know, find them all the time, you know, and But I just, you know, it's a love song, very happy. And I've got an incredible violinist on there named Samuel Salisbury and a multi-international award-winning mandolin player at the end named Bruce Graybill. It was a lot of fun to do and fun to sing, too. It's a very fun song. But that's what that is about. It's a love song about being lucky.
All right, well, let's hear Oh Lucky Day.
I saw her dancing at the county fair. Stepping high, she was light as air. She was wearing a four-leaf clover in her hair. Lucky day, when she smiled at me, it was over. I gave my heart to her then and there. Now I'm dreaming of four-leaf clover everywhere. Oh my, oh lucky day. me down in a bed of clover. Kisses and clover everywhere. I found a four-leaf clover tangled in my hair. Oh my, my lucky day. Lucky four-leaf clover. Every day that I get to hold her, I'm the luckiest man alive. She's the one I've been searching for now all my life. Oh my.
From the Raven King and Morgan, Queen of the Ravens.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the way life is. You know, you there's all kinds of emotions. There's all kinds of
that's
things
right.
that you experience
the
in life.
Light.
And, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, if people would like to see you in concert, what are some things that you've got going on this year? Are you...
Yes.
Travel around or tell us how they can see
yes,
you
I do. I'm going to be all over the place. I've got a whole list here for you.
Okay.
Of things that are already confirmed. I'll be at the Winter Star Ball Saturday, March 7th in Lakewood, Ohio. New Moon, which is a metaphysical shop, doing a CD release party for the new CD. That's in Lakewood, Ohio as well. I'll be at Trees of Avalon Festival in Florida the 9th, April 9th through the 12th. And I don't want to skip over May. May, I will be at Heartland Pagan Festival the 21st through the 25th. That's out in McLeod, Kansas. I will be at St. Louis Pagan Picnic on June 6th and 7th. I'm going to play both days. Going straight from there to the Three Gate Gathering in West Plains, Missouri. I'll be at Wisteria. That's the 12th through the 14th of June. And the 15th mm-hmm. through the 20th, I'll be at Wisteria Summer Solstice. And
mm-hmm.
The 6th and 7th through the 12th of July, I'll be at Starwood. I'm still waiting to hear about Sirius Rising. They haven't let me know yet. That would be the same month. The Fox Valley Pagan Pride on August 1st. And then Sacred Harvest Festival in Atchison, Minnesota, the 3rd through the 9th. Cleveland Pagan Pride on the 22nd of August. Whew. I think I'll let it go there.
I mean, Brian,
that's enough for everybody
really
to remember.
And, you know, a lot of musicians, a lot of musicians that I talk to are kind of regional, but you look like you're going all over the country.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put a lot of miles on my red Dodge Caravan. And the only part I don't like about traveling is the driving, but I love meeting all the different people. I love playing for people. You know, it's my job, you know, and of course I left out a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm doing, you know, local stuff and, you know, things that, you know, aren't involved, you know, as much, you know, like folk festivals and that sort of thing. But I keep very,
like
very busy, and especially in the summer. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the sharing of the energy and the magic and the, you know, it's just, you know, it's so much fun. I just wish I could remember all the time all the songs that I've written. I have people, because I write so much that, you know, it's one of the biggest, you know, problems I have is remembering the song so that I keep playing it out. There's one tune that I sent to you from the new album. I never have played it anywhere. I had the first time I ever sang it was in the studio. I'd just written it. I'd never even sung it out live. I just sung it in half voice at home. And then the way I recorded, I've got, you know, these incredible drum things at the end and this violin all over it, you know, and I just never have performed it live. That's where the hills are hollow. I just, one of these days I'll get to it. I'm sure I'll sit down and relearn it. But I can't possibly do all the songs that I write live and keep them in my head, in my memory.
So Where the Hills Are Hollow are from your new album, Being Beautiful?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Is your song Where the Hills Are Hollow, is that part of your new CD on Being Beautiful?
No, that's on the Dance of the Fireflies.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, I sent it to you as well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's hear Where the Hills Are Hollow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, tell us about that song.
Well, it's very heavily influenced, of course, as you can tell by the end, by the drum circles that I listen to. But I thought about, you know, the Hollow Hills, where, you know, the land of the Shee, the land of the Fae, underneath the hills. That's Sue Balashek is the drum circle, basically. She did all the drums on that, which was awesome. And yeah, the great Samuel Salisbury on violin. And then I had a whole bunch of help from people like Boris Dobran and even Byron Ballard at the very end saying, "Welcome to the land of the Shee" in Gaelic. I just wanted to, you know, that land, that musical, that beautiful place, you know, the land of the Fae, I believe is very real. It's just, you know, on the other side of the light and the shadows, I guess, somewhere in between maybe. And that's what I was writing about.
Oh, wow. It is absolutely, yeah, that was absolutely really, that is really beautiful. So tell me about Bees Are Making Honey.
Ah, that is a love song, pure and simple. It's, you know, a very relaxed, you know, about, you know, bringing coffee to, you know, the person that you love, you know, in the morning, and, you know, and the world just kind of going by on a, you know, it's a lazy summer day, not one where you have to get up and do chores right away, but one, you know, where you kind of sleep in and relax a little bit, you know, the dog's out there in the sun and the cat's wandering around in the corn doing what cats do. And, you know, and the day is going by and, you know, grapes on the vine and bees are making honey. It's just about love.
Oh, all right. Well, let's hear Bees Are Making Honey off of the CD Dance with Fireflies.
Dog is sleeping in the yard, cat's in the barn. Morning birds are singing hallelujah to the sun. Go on sleeping, love, I'll make the coffee. On this lazy summer morning, grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Life is sweeter now that you are here with me, lying in my arms the night before. I wonder if our love is what you're dreaming. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Dog is stretching in the sun, cat's in the corn. Morning birds are singing, hallelujah, a new day is born. I'll bring your coffee to you as you're waking. Sunlight through the window on your sleepy smile. Summer morning, grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey. Grapes on the vine, bees are making honey.
Wow. Brian, you write a lot of love songs or love in the theme. When you write this, are you thinking about somebody specific or are you just a romantic?
Yes, to both.
All right. That's nice. So you have a love muse that really helps you because you – I like that. I like that. Go ahead and sleep, love. Yeah, that is.
And you know, you talk about spirituality. You know, there's, you know, a spirituality in just about everything, but especially just, you know, a simple love song. You know, enjoying the natural world and just loving. That's a very spiritual thing.
Absolutely, the magic of the ordinary and the magic of the everyday life.
Exactly.
All right. So when will you're getting ready to release an album due probably this summer, you told me?
I'm hoping, yes. If everything goes according to plan, yes. Being beautiful, I've got more songs than what I need for the album, so I have to, you know, get them recorded and then go back and look at what I'm actually going to put on it, what's going to go on the next one, and so on and so forth. I'm also doing some producing for a couple of other people at the same time. I'm producing the very first album for Eddie Sky. He's a local guy here. He's really terrific and very different. And Shannon Patricia's first album. That'll be coming up, well, sometime this year, I hope, that'll come out. And I do keep myself pretty busy.
You do. With your travel schedule and your prolific writing, you do. Well, if you've got more songs, then I don't know. I have a feeling that there's going to be a 12th album here not too long in the future.
Right. Well, there's a whole other Americana album that I wrote for a group that, you know, needs to come out. If they don't get to it fairly soon, I might do it myself, called Wild Magic Wide Wonder. So.
Oh, wow.
We'll see. And of course there's the musical too, you know? I've got a lot of things going on, a lot of things to remember, definitely stressing my memory cells to try and put it all together. But you know, the inspiration is always there. And I find an amazing amount of joy in making new music. That's one of my favorite things is writing the new songs.
Well, we get a lot of joy listening to the fruits of your labor. Let's hear Where I Lie Dreaming.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
You are.
It's funny.
So
I never listen to my own stuff, you know, anymore. this made me listen to it, you know, even through the headphones, you know. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Well, you are a wonderful guest, and so I'm just going to warn you that you're going to be on my my yearly list, and I'm going to reach out to you again because I want to hear how Being Beautiful does, and I want to hear about Forevermore.
You got it. Thanks.
So I'll be calling you in the future. Now, when we close, we have our transitional song is Captain Time Warp. Tell us what that is about.
Oh, that's about me.
Oh.
It's about me. And I got this incredible choir at the end, too. Lynn Sanders and Shannon Patricia, Ginger Doss.
Uh-huh.
And there's several more, too, but that was a lot of fun to do. And it's about me and about how I view things.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much.
Thank
Brian,
you.
And we
you
look
take care. And
hearing more of your music.
Thank you.
Besides Brian, I'd like to thank David, our sound engineer, and Jeanette, technical expertise. And I'd like to thank all of you out there, our listeners, for your continued support of all of our shows here on Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, or CSNP. Our next Circle Talk will be Tuesday, March 3rd. I look forward to being with you all again, so please come back. We're now going to transition our show with a song by Brian Henke called Captain Time Warp.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.